Hello, welcome to this edition of the REIT Report, Nareit's weekly podcast. I'm your host, Alan Kenny, and we're recording this on June 1st, 2016. Our guest today is Cliff Majersik with the Institute for Market Transformation. Cliff and I are going to discuss a new partnership between the Department of Energy and CoStar Group aimed at bringing more transparency to real estate and energy usage. Cliff, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So, Cliff, to start off, can you give us an idea of just what this new agreement between the Department of Energy and CoStar actually entails?
So, CoStar will publish energy information for buildings that are provided by the building owners or that come from a database that's created by city, state, and county benchmarking and transparency laws. And there are currently 15 cities, 2 states, and 1 county that have these benchmarking and transparency laws in place that collectively involve more than 6 billion square feet of space being benchmarked every year.
And I know that you view this as a pretty important development for the real estate business, so can you tell us why?
Yes, because what this does is this provides information about building performance for the key stakeholders, the key decision makers, the brokers and the tenants who the brokers are assisting, the investors, appraisers, and others who have who use the CoStar database to find buildings when they're looking to occupy a building, to lease space in the building, or when they're looking to invest in the building. So this is providing the information, the Energy Star score and other information from Energy Star benchmarking to those key decision makers at the time when they're making those decisions through the channels that they already use. So it's greatly increasing the visibility of energy performance information of buildings. It's making it more important to have energy-efficient buildings. It's making it more important to building owners being able to attract and retain the best tenants. And so I think it's providing an additional impetus for REITs and other building owners to invest in the energy efficiency of their buildings, both through capital improvements and through operational improvements. So we expect that this is going to create a virtuous cycle of competition where building owners are competing to improve their buildings to attract and retain the best tenants, and it's going to end up pushing all buildings to be better and drive forward energy efficiency with the attendant health and economic and environmental benefits.
One thing I'm interested in, I mean, how much money is spent in the United States on energy usage by buildings? And do you have any idea how much of that is considered to be kind of wasted or, you know, kind of used inefficiently?
More than $400 billion a year is spent on energy in buildings in the United States. And the EPA estimates that roughly 30% of that can be cost-effectively avoided. So effectively, that's wasted energy that you know, we could get a good return on investment from investing in efficiency and not spending that money on energy.
And Cliff, and finishing up here, do you think that building owners or tenants have the knowledge required to take this information and then also build effective energy-saving strategies from it?
Yes. Many building owners are already doing a great job of managing their buildings for energy efficiency. That's especially true among REITs. There are many building owners that have a lot of room for improvement, that haven't adopted many best practices, and there are many resources available to them, everything from BOMA's BEEP program to resources from DOE, green leasing resources around signing win-win leases for landlords and tenants so that both come out ahead when the building is more energy efficient, which can be found at greenleaselibrary.com. The recognition program for landlords and tenants and brokers engaged in green leasing, the Green Lease Leaders program. So there are a lot of resources out there for landlords, and landlords tend to be more knowledgeable about this. Tenants, you have many tenants that are also very knowledgeable. You have tenants like CBRE and the federal government, many leading companies that say they only want to lease in green or Energy Star buildings. And then you have other tenants that just generally think, well, I'm a high-performing company. I have high-performing employees. Why wouldn't I want to be in a high-performing building? But they may not know as much about the specifics of Energy Star and what the Energy Star scores mean. And you have many brokers also who don't know as much about what Energy Star means and how to explain that to their tenants. But now that you have this information presented in CoStar, which the brokers are already using to compile their reports that they're delivering to potential tenants, we expect that the brokers will include this in their reports unless they know that the tenant isn't interested in this. But to play it safe, if they're not sure they're going to include this information in the information that they present to tenants, and they're going to want to get smart about it themselves because they don't want to get stumped with it when their clients ask them a question about this. So we think that brokers will move to get smarter about Energy Star and what the Energy Star scores mean and how to help their tenants find more energy-efficient buildings. So that, in turn, will help those tenants who aren't as knowledgeable about this, who get much of their information about prospective buildings from their brokers. So we think that this is going to help trigger a general increase in education. There are also actually continuing education programs for brokers out there in many states already that explain green building and energy efficiency and green leasing to those brokers, some of which are provided by IMT with support from the U.S. Department of Energy. So there's a lot of resources out there. The bottom line is that money wasted on energy is a loss for both landlords and tenants, and they need to be working together to minimize that waste. And there is no better way to do that than to jointly set goals. You can't manage what you don't measure. And if you really want to improve the energy efficiency of a building, you've got to measure how efficient it is, which is benchmarking, and then set a goal for improving it and work with your tenants to get there. So we think that benchmarking and the greater visibility of benchmarking scores are integral to getting our whole built environment to a greater level of efficiency.
Cliff, appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Alan. Good to talk to you.
And many thanks to you, our listeners, for joining us as well. Remember that we'll be off next week for REIT Week 2016, but we'll be back again the next week. So please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, and remember you can always visit REIT.com for more on this and other real estate news and analysis. For the REIT Report, I'm Alan Kenney.